tired and beaten, he says, "Oh, I don't know what happened to my companions. They left me behind." And everybody believes him. They feel sorry for him.
And they just let him go on to Sawatch.
Now, what would he have you believe?
That under these horrible conditions, it was justified. No, gentlemen of the jury, it is never justified to murder. Murder is wrong. So, I ask you to come back with a verdict.
To hang this bastard for what he has done.
The prosecution rests.
But that's not the way it happened.
Get an interview with
him. Now, how could you possibly want to spend your afternoon with a beast like that when you could spend it with a gentleman like myself, huh?
Believe me, I don't relish the thought of having to speak with him or even being in the same room with him. But it's what I must do. I am a reporter.
Yes, and a most beautiful one at that. Can we meet for dinner then?
When I'm done here, I'll be at the hotel.
At the hotel.
If I can get him talking soon enough.
I'll give you a hint. If you want to get him talking, ask him about Leanne.
Leanne?
Trust me.
At the hotel. Hello.
Sheriff's gone.
Good enough. I'm here to see you anyway. My name is Polly Pry. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions about your story.
My lawyer says I can't talk to reporters.
Yes, of course he did. That's very smart of him. But I'm not a reporter. You see, I'm just a... Well, the truth is, I saw you in the courtroom, and I thought to myself, how could this handsome, intelligent man have ever done what they say he did?
I didn't.
And then I thought about how lonely it must be in this dark, nasty cell all cooped up.
Do you really think so? It's the nicest place I've lived in a long time.
No one to talk to at all. And then I realized how badly you must need someone to just listen.
I do?
Uh-huh. And then I thought, maybe I should come down here and give you some company. And maybe tell you some secrets. And you can tell me secrets.
Okay.
So, what exactly happened during your trip to Breckenridge?
I can't talk about that.
Okay. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Why don't you tell me about, Leanne?
You know her?
Yes. Yes. I know her well. I wanted to find out a little bit more about you two. Was she with you on your trip?
I don't know. My lawyer's supposed to come back in a minute and he gets really angry.
Certainly your lawyer wouldn't mind you talking just a little bit about Leanne. Especially to someone who's just a simple townsfolk.
No, I guess he wouldn't.
So, what was she like?
She was beautiful. She had long, dark, shiny hair and the almond eyes and the pointy ears and the fluffy tail, and she was fast like this.
Hey! Morning, Elf! Morning, Swan! Find any gold yet?
Not in this gosh darn canyon. That's why a group of us are going to Breckenridge today.
Breckenridge? In Colorado Territory?
That's the place. Say, you ought to come with us. The more the merrier.
Shucks. I'd love to go back to Colorado Territory.
I didn't know you were from Colorado Territory.
Yeah, I worked in Georgetown for a while before I came here.
Huh.
Say, who's guiding you there?
Lucky Larry. He's from Denver.
Do you think I could just talk with Lucky Larry?
Sure. I'm going to meet a group of them now.
Swell. Goodness, what is that?
Oh, that's Lucky Larry. He struck my lightning last night.
Gosh, is he going to be okay? What?
Now, we can't let ourselves get discouraged. They say there's enough gold in Breckenridge to build walls out of. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and I think this is a test of our will. My fellow Mormons know what I'm talking about. Trials and tribulations, that's what life's all about. Now, are we going to let this one little thing keep us from fulfilling our dreams?
Yes!
Oh, come on now. We've got to be strong, don't we?
No!
But I'm telling you, we can still make it.
Our guide is dead.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be someone from around here who knows that territory a bit. Anybody?
Hey, didn't you say you were from Colorado Territory?
Well, I just worked there for...
Hey, this guy's from Colorado Territory. Wonderful. What's your name, sir?
I'm Alfred Packer. This is my horse, Leanne. Hi.
There, you see?
Don't be stupid. Let's just go back to mining here.
Yeah.
But there's no gold here. When's the last time anyone made a strike?
I'll go.
Now, come on, son. We'll head out in the spring.
But, Dad, if we wait till the spring, all the gold will be gone. I need to go out now.
No, it's too dangerous. What if you get lost or run out of food?
Dad, I can't be a little boy forever. Don't you understand?
No, I don't understand. Go ahead.
Break your mother's heart.
I'm in.
There, you see? Don't you all feel a little bit ashamed? This nice, young, brave,
stupid.
Go on and laugh.
Son, why don't you go?
Huh?
You've always said you wanted to get out of Utah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I distinctly remember you saying you wanted to get out of Utah and go east.
No, I didn't.
Son, don't argue with me. If you go to Breckenridge now, you can stake a claim. Me and your brother can come out in the spring. Son, don't argue with me. He's in.
Wonderful. That makes five.
Good luck. You'll need it.
That's all.
Say, when do we leave?
Sooner the better, I'd say. Well, let's ask our new guide. Mr. Packer?
I guess I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Well, then let's get packing.
What?
It's a long, long way for us to go, but if we don't try, we'll never know. Stay optimistic, set our goals high. There's nothing we can do if we aim for the
sky is blue and the lines are green.
How long's it gonna take?
Oh, not more than like 3 weeks at the most.
All right, let's go.
And so Leanne and I headed east with the other miners, thinking it would be a nice, happy trip. But then 4 weeks later, we were just outside of Provo.
3 weeks, my ass, Packer!
That's when I got my first bad feeling.
Jeez, sure is a lot of walking. I swear, my legs are killing me. How much further to Provo?
We gotta be really close now.
And then from Provo, how far is it to Breckenridge?
See, I always have Leanne with me when I come out, so I don't know how long it's gonna take us on foot.
Gosh, I sure wish I had a horse. How much did you pay for yours, Packer?
I didn't. She's been mine since I was little.
Well, she certainly is a spadoinkle horse.
Oh, hello. Could you tell us how much further it is to Provo?
We have to get some supplies for our big trip into the Rocky Mountains.
You'll never come back again. It's got a curse on it.
Provo?
The Rocky Mountains, I gotta warn you. You're doomed. 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 You're doomed. Doomed. Turn back while you still can. You're doomed. You're all doomed.
Thank you. Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, we've got maps of Colorado Territory.
Jesus, now I need a fucking map.
Miller, if you don't want to go, then don't go. But if you can't get along with the others, I'm going to have to put you in timeout.
In what?
Anyone who can't get along with the others has to sit 20 feet away by themselves for an hour.
That's a good idea.
Gives you a chance to cool down when things get steamed up.
Exactly.
You've got to be kidding me.
You guys, you have fudge here.
What about blankets? Shouldn't we get more?
That's a good idea. Let's just do this as quickly as possible. I think we're already running a little behind schedule.
What schedule?
Do we have a schedule, Mr. Packer? Mr. Packer?
Your horse?
Yep.
Purdy.
I'm Alfred Packer.
Frenchie Cabazon.
Oh, you're French.
No.
Oh.
We're just stopping through your quaint little town here on the way to Colorado Territory.
Oh, I'm not from here. In fact, I'm leading a party to Colorado Territory myself.
Whereabouts?
Breckenridge.
Is that near Sawatch?
Sawatch is... Yeah, it's near Sawatch.
Say, you gents want to trade some furs for the trip? No, we got rabbits and beavers.
Oh, how horrible.
Oh, where'd you guys get all those little dead animals?
We're trappers, stupid.
Little bunny rabbits?
Figured you were all trappers, too. She's an Arabian, ain't she?
Yeah.
Arabian's a trapper horse.
You ain't trappers.
No, we're miners.
You're diggers! Trapper horse ain't supposed to be no digger.
Nice hat.
Oh, boy. Bunch of diggers tracing through the Rockies in the middle of winter. That's rich.
I'll share.
Don't you boys know how scary the mountains are? What you gonna do if you run into some Injuns? Or the Cyclops?
There's no Cyclops in the Rocky Mountains. Is there, you guys?
We're not afraid of anything. We have Jesus on our side.
Oh, well. Not scared of anything.
Have a nice trip, boys.
Goodbye. So... who's cooking dinner tonight?
Oh, cook, I'm a great cook.
Humphrey, everyone knows you're a chronic liar.
But I can't, I'm a super cook.
You son of a bitch, Humphrey.
Oh, come on, you haven't even tried it yet.
You son of a bitch, Humphrey.
This stuff is great. Come on, the yellow stuff.
Hey, do you guys think it's true that she's a trapper horse?
Oh, a horse is a horse.
Of course, but I don't think Arabians even are trapper horses, are they?
What matters, Mr. Packer, is that you're good to that horse. Trappers never are.
He's right.
God, you guys make me sick. What is this, a feel-good convention?
Now listen, we've got a long journey ahead of us. It's important that we all get along. Now you're hurting people's feelings. You're gonna have to find a more constructive way to express your anger.
Okay. Well, fuck you. How's that for constructive?
That's great. Now go to timeout, mister.
We warned you.
God, you guys are weird.
Ah! 20 feet away. Turn around. You know the rules.
Man, I just can't wait to get to Breckenridge and see all those pretty women.
It's really all you care about, isn't it?
You know, I mean, I've been hiking around, mining with my dad for ages. I mean, it's like the only people we ever see are guys. I think the only time I've ever actually seen women is in Salt Lake City. You know, I mean, the women there are just so...
Mormon.
I mean, I'm 19 now, you know? I mean, I just want to get in there and see what it feels like to, you know...
flat.
Well, young man, there's half as much gold in those hills as people say. You'll be rich. And you won't have any problem finding, that.
What? What?
I know that there's more to life than women. I just can't seem to figure out what else there is. I don't need it every night. Every morning it'd be just fine. A little sex, that's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for.
That's all he's asking for.
Something I can test. A gal would suit me best. I got a thing to use. I know what to use it for. A girl I can love and kiss and hold and that's all I'm asking for.
Now I don't want to be rich for the sake of women. I want to be rich for the sake of our Lord. Enough to build a church where everyone can come. Enough for the Lord, that's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for.
That's all he's asking for.
It ain't a lot to ask. I'm sure we'll get it back. A friend of mine was mining and he made a lot of cash. He made a gazillion dollars. How is that? That's all I'm asking for.
He did not make a gazillion dollars.
You want to ask him? I'll tell you where he lives.
That's all he's asking for.
That's all I'm asking for.
We're tired of being sick. We're sick of being poor. We've had a little luck. Now we want a little more.
I know, so we never do anything anymore. That's all we're asking for.
Hey, what about you, Mr. Miller? What are you asking for?
No, no. I don't sing.
Oh, come on. If you can talk, you can sing.
I just want to make enough so I can open up a shop of my own. Go on with my family trade.
Well, there, that's great. What is it you do?
I'm a butcher.
You're a butcher?
Yeah.
I've never had much in the way of friends or family. My horse is the only pal I've ever known. I'd like to build a ranch in the Rocky Mountain air. A home for us, that's all I'm asking for.
That's all we're asking for. That's all we're asking for. We're tired of being sick. We're sick of being poor. We've had a little luck, now we want a little more.
A girl I can love,
a church,
a ranch,
a store.
That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking for.
You know, the thing I think I want more than anything is just to go south to Sawatch and find those trappers and walk right up to them and go, ha, we made it.
You're doomed. You're all doomed.
Yeah. Leanne! I don't know where she could have gone.
But you had her tied up, didn't you?
No, I never do. Leanne! There's Miles.
What's going on here?
Packer's horse left.
What?
Our food was on that horse.
Get up, guys. I'm tired.
She'll be back. She probably just went on ahead to find some water or something. Leanne! Here, girl! Hey, come on, Packer. We should get going.
Well, no, I can't go now. I've got to find her.
Whoa. Look, asshole. You said you'd take us to Breckenridge. You're not going to leave us here to find her ourselves.
Well, I'm not going to leave here without her.
Well, I say you are.
We've got to keep moving, Packer, especially now that we've lost all our food. We have to get to the next town as soon as possible.
Hey, Packer. Looks like her trails lead off that way. Maybe she's in front of us.
Hey.
Leanne's tracks headed east, and so I kept following them. The men didn't care as long as we were still aiming for Breckenridge. And then something happened that changed everything.
Here, girl!
How far to Colorado Territory?
I don't know, we must be pretty close.
Leanne! Here, girl! And she's lost.
She's not lost. She just took off.
No, she didn't just take off. We were friends, and friends don't just take off.
Watch out for that bear trap.
What?
You guys are doing it wrong.
Get it off.
Open it like this.
Get it off, please.
Butch? Okay. Let me try.
Oh, my leg. Get it off. Oh, God.
You okay?
Who the heck put a trap here?
It's not that bad, is it?
I don't know. Let me see.
Ow!
Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, look, you guys, the Green River.
Boy, I'm not having much luck on this trip, am I?
Well, look on the bright side. At least you didn't get your head caught in that thing.
How the hell are we supposed to cross this?
Wait, there's supposed to be a bridge. We must be too far north. Or too far south.
Some guide! Okay, we can take our wheelbarrow, build it into a little boat, and then ride it across, and then build it back into a wheelbarrow again.
Talk about wasting time. Don't be such a horse's ass. Sorry, Pepper. How deep do you think it is?
Well, what the hell was that supposed to prove?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let's just see what we can carry.
You really think we can make it?
Sure, as long as we all go at once. That way, if one of us trips and starts shooting downstream, we'll all be there to catch him.
Downstream?
Nobody's going downstream.
This is gonna suck.
Okay, on three. One, two, three!
I can't feel my ball.
Wait, I think we lost Humphrey.
Good!
Hey, Packer, are there any more big rivers between here and Breckenridge?
No, just the Colorado.
You guys, I can't feel my ball.
Well, we better set up camp quick and get out of these clothes, else we're going to get hypothermia or something off.
He's right. We got to get some body heat going.
Okay, guys, follow me. I think I see a way out. Alright, just stick with me now. I've been on this river before. Alright, it's a little rough up here, but just stick with me.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel him again. I scared the shit out of me.
Gosh, I never thought I'd be sleeping next to a naked man on this trip.
Just do what I'm doing. Just pretend like you're laying next to a nice, soft woman.
What?
I'm just imagining old Mr. Miller here is a nice, tall, blonde...
Ah, goddammit! I want a different partner.
You know, I think we should all take a minute and thank the Lord for getting us across that river.
Amen.
I can't go on. I'm so hungry. Oh, wait! I got some fudge.
Oh. say Thacker. You really miss Leanne, don't you?
Boy, I'll say.
I just can't believe she'd just take off like that.
Don't worry, Mr. Packer. There's plenty of horses in the world. You'll find another one.
Wouldn't want another one.
She'll never know what she meant to me. Whenever I was with her, I was always as gentle as I could be. Now I don't know why, but she's gone away.
Fudge Packer.
She was the only thing I ever had. The only thing that made me feel important. The only thing that made me feel wanted. That night, I swore I'd get those men to Breckenridge as fast as I possibly could.
So, that was the last time you ever saw her?
No. I saw her again, all right.
The trappers took her.
I don't know if anybody took her, but then a few weeks later, we crossed over into Colorado territory.
Are there any more big rivers between here and Breckenridge?
Oh, no, just the Colorado.
The biggest fucking river I've seen in my entire life, thank you very much, DJ Richard Water.
Didn't used to be that big.
Well, I suppose we should all get into our bags again.
No. Let's just keep walking. At least until the sun goes down. It ain't that cold.
Oh, this is good, Packer. Real good. You're just a regular Christopher Columbus, aren't you?
Well, we made it. This is Colorado territory.
Looks like we're gonna make it after all.
Come on, we can just walk around it. It can't be that big.
Hey, look, you guys. Snow.
What is it, Packer?
Up over that ridge.
Utes. No, I think they're Indians.
Why are they wearing saddles?
Utes are Indians.
Hey, you guys want to build a snowman or something?
Shut up, Swan. Well, let's get down.
You think they see us?
I don't know.
Do
君は何者だ。
Morning.
Morning.
Oh shit.
汚い身なりしやがって。
What is that? You? I don't know.
ももたるしてるな。
What the hell kind of language is that?
I don't know. Just keep laughing.
Wait, you guys, let me talk to him. I know how to speak Indian.
We're gonna die.
Weep wah, weep wah, soro no hapo. He says, welcome to the land of blue light. I am a carpenter, and this is my brother Tom.
Humphrey,
you are so full of shit.
Ask him if they've seen a brown horse with a freckled nose.
He doesn't know what they're saying.
Catch it.
すぐこっち来い。
早く早く。そう、バケ野郎、この映画が大嫌いぞ。
Are you guys? I think they want us to follow him.
行け。この映画がすごいバカな映画だな。
What should we do?
Maybe they just want Humphrey.
こっち来い。
So we don't have much choice.
We're in a lot of trouble here, aren't we?
Just stay calm. Let me do the talking. Humphrey, don't say anything.
This is the weirdest Indian tribe I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. よく来たな。君がこの映画の主人公なんだろう。
He says,
"Who are you, assholes?"
Oh, he speaks English.
外人だと思うよ。
We are from Utah. Utah.
Utah.
Could you tell me what tribe this is?
We are Indians.
Yes, I see that, but what Indians?
You don't think we are Indians?
No, I just,
We have peepees.
Right, I see, but...
Look at all these peepees we have. Because we are Indians.
Yeah, they have teepees.
Where is your destination?
Breckenridge. It's a small town east of here.
I know. There are lots of gold. That's not?
Yeah, that's the place.
I'm afraid there is terrible storm in the mountain. So, if you like, you may wait here with us and other assholes for storm to calm down.
What other assholes?
10 days ago, the group of assholes like yourselves came through here. I told them they should wait for the storm to end.
Where are they?
一緒に行ってくれ。
はい。
Junichi will take you to them. But don't take too long.Because dinner in 1 hour.
Thank you. Cheap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like a feather.
Hey, screw this, man. If they're not keeping us here, let's just ask for some food and be on our way.
Yeah, we want to get to Breckenridge before all the gold's worked out, remember?
I don't know. I really think we ought to wait that storm out.
Yeah, me too.
Indians know what they're talking about when it comes to weather.
Well, look who's here.
Ah, crap.
So, you boys were lucky enough to run into the Nahonjin too, eh? Good thing. You diggers would have died for sure in that storm. Say, what happened to your horse, Packer?
She ran away.
What?
Boy, that's a stitch.
I'll say.
What's so funny?
Come on, Packer. It's only a matter of time. Trapper horse can't spend her whole life no boring, dumb, cheesemo miner.
Leaving traps where people can step in them and stuff.
Man, killing all those furry little animals all the time.
Oh, don't hurt the little animals.
Nice hat.
Well, I'd rather be a miner than a trapper any day.
You guys don't even know what it means to be a trapper.
Yeah.
Tell them, French.
I can catch a helpless animal, skin it with my bare hands. I wake up muddy and I go to bed bloody, 'cause I'm a trapping man. I can brave the nastiest weather, even if it's 80 below. My paw was an elephant, but that's irrelevant. My ma was an Eskimo. I eat rabbit's heads for breakfast with beaver butt on the side. My mind's magnificent, my body no different. I'm full of trapper pride. Yo-ho! Rip the fur, cut the skin with my knife. Yo-ho! One thing for sure, nothing like the trapping life. I'm better than the baddest sailor. I make love to women 10 feet tall. I've got a chest of wonder and balls of thunder. I can break right through a wall. I love the sound of metal snapping on an animal's head. Sometimes they scupper, sometimes they whimper, but they always end up dead.
I've always wanted to be somebody who didn't get pushed around. Now that I'm a trapper, I'm the meanest guy around.
Second meanest!
The blood of a fresh-caught rodent is as sweet as brandy wine, and the brain of an antelope tastes like cantaloupe. What a yummy life!
Yo-ho!
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 Rip their fur, cut their eyes out with my knife! Yo-ho! Yo-ho!
Oh, stop! That's sick!
I agree. Nutter was singing in the wrong key.
No, I wasn't. It was Lautenheiser. I was singing in E-flat minor.
The song's in F-sharp major.
I think they're the same thing. I mean, E-flat is the relative minor of F-sharp.
No, it isn't. The relative minor is 3 half-tones down from the major, not up.
No, it's 3 down. Like A is the relative minor of C major.
But isn't A-sharp in C major? Wait, are you singing Mixolydian scales or something?
A-sharp is tonic to C major. It's the 6.
No, it isn't.
Well, it'd be like a raised 13th, if anything.
Oh, well, you guys are just a bunch of loser diggers anyhow.
Oh, see? You know, we're right.
I knew it. This is Leanne's food bag. Dirty so-and-so, where is she?
I don't know what you're talking about. We found it on the way up here.
You're a liar.
Calling me a liar?
Yes?
You'd be smart to get out of here, buddy.
Look, Frenchie, you know where she is, and I'd really like to...
Oh, no! That's smart! Oh!
Nobody, but nobody calls Frenchie Cavazzan a liar!
Hey, now, do you need to go to timeout?
Anyone else? Huh?
Now get out of my personal space!
And so we stayed with the Indians, and I watched the trapper's every move.
Oh, got him going on about the horse again, did ya? Come on, it's time to go back to the courthouse.
Oh.
The defendant will rise. Albert Packer, a jury of 12 honest citizens have sat in judgment on your case and have found you guilty. Albert Packer, the judgment of this court is that you be removed from hence to the jail of Hinsdale County and then be taken to a place of execution prepared for this purpose within the limits of the town of Lake City. And then there be hung by the neck until you are dead, dead, dead. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, we won!
Yes, you certainly did.
So I suppose it won't be hard for a winning prosecuting attorney to get a date for dinner?
No. I don't suppose it will. Asshole.
It was then that Packer's horse, his only friend, ran away. Did this loss lead to his murdering and eating his unsuspecting companions? What could have caused his madness? I can't imagine him being so violent. He seems so harmless. Why should I care?
What is this magic I feel? Seems no matter where I am, it finds me. What's the matter?
Compassion is far, safe as an eye.
Hello, Mr. Packer.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How am I doing? Have you been sitting around waiting to die?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
When?
Well, all right. I've never, really.
Didn't think so.
Now, you left the Indian camp in January. How long before you realized...
Oh, no. What's the point? I told you what I told you because I thought you cared. I didn't realize you were the prosecuting attorney's girl.
I am not his girl. I just met the man last week.
Great guy.
Are you jealous?
Why the hell would I be jealous? I'm going to die tomorrow.
He says I shouldn't believe a word you say. He said you went mad at that bar in Sawatch.
Oh, that's the biggest joke ever. You want to know what happened? Okay, we were at the Indian camp. It was the morning after another big snow, and it was also the first time I noticed Belle getting edgy.
Your skill is improving, Bakata.
Thanks, Chief. Hey, when do you think I'd be able to use this stuff against, like, two big guys and one short but tough one?
You mean those crazy trappers?
Yeah.
Remember this practice we do is not for becoming bully. Okay? Wakarimashita ka?
Okay.
Besides, you have nothing to worry about. Those crazy trappers left this morning.
Oh, really? Good. They what?
Yeah. They decided to go ahead. Although I told them not to. Those crazy trappers.
You're kidding. You're not kidding.
Yeah, I may look tough and mean-spirited, but really sensitive. Artist.
That's very interesting.
I paint. And I sculpt with my hands.
That's very interesting, too.
You have no idea what I'm saying, do you?
That's very interesting.
You guys, just put on my clothes. We have to go. I mean, we should be going.
What?
The trappers left this morning.
So,
maybe they saw a break in the weather.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Come on, you guys. Have you forgotten your dreams? We wanted to get to Breckenridge before all the gold was gone, remember?
No way.
Well, now let's think about this. If the trapper saw a break in the storm, that could mean something. This could be the last chance we get to get out of here for months.
It's the middle of the winter. You heard the chief. He said to stay here, remember? He said...
No, calm down, okay? I mean, Breckenridge can't be that far, right?
Yeah.
Besides, if you quit acting like a sex-starved little Mr. Pervert, we'd be able to get out of here.
Okay.
Let's get going.
What? You leaving? You crazy, too.
Well, that gold can't wait for us any longer.
I give you enough food for the trip, okay?
Thanks, Chief. Goodbye.
See you.
Oh,
watch out the Cyclops.
I may be slow sometimes, but I'm not stupid. I knew the trappers had kidnapped Leanne, and that she was waiting for me to save her. I thought I could catch up to them on their way to Sawatch, but then I got us kind of lost.
The stars are bright, Packer!
She said to follow the river east, we're following the river east.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything about this!
I can't go on anymore, I'm starving.
Don't be such a wimp.
This trip can't get any worse for me!
we kept heading for Breckenridge, but we still couldn't find any food, and it wasn't long before we were deep in the Rocky Mountains.
We gotta be really close now!
I can't go on. I need food. I can't.
Me neither. I'm starving.
Look!
A sheep!
Yes! No, to eat!
No, I gotta take a piss.
Oh, come on.
Here, little lamb chop. Good boy.
What are you waiting for? Shoot it.
Well, you shoot it.
You're supposed to be the butcher.
Well, I know, but...
I don't think I can watch this.
So look the other way.
What? He hasn't even done it yet.
Are you looking in my eye? Are you looking in my eye?
No.
A Union Army soldier did this to me in the big one. Any of you boys fought for the Union Army?
Shucks, no. Shucky dang darn.
So you the boys have been killing all my sheepies with those traps?
No, we just now got here.
Where are you from?
Nashville.
Well, damn, it's good to see some southern boys. It's been a long time. When I was showering the land of cotton, old times there, and I forgot to look away, look away. Look away!
You stupid Yank.
You ain't Southern boys!
As the days went by, the snow just got deeper and deeper. And then I realized that... maybe the men were losing some hope.
Excuse me. I've been doing some thinking. Just kind of looking at our situation here. And I've come to the conclusion that we're completely fucked. Has anybody else made this discovery?
But I'm sure this is the right way.
I want to die.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's how it is, Dean.
I don't want to die here.
Sometimes. From your eyes, and maybe we'll all get really sick, and maybe we'll all die. So let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Tom. We can name him Thor. We can make him tall. We can make him not so tall. Snowman. Happy smile, happy point of view. If you build me a snowman, then I'll build one for you. So let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Bob, or we can name him Beowulf. We can make him tall, or we can make him not so tall. Snowman. Hey! He'll have a happy face, a happy smile, a happy point of view. You build me a snowman,
are completely nuts.
Who are you?
Snowman.
Nights were worse. All we did was try to keep from freezing. We were all frostbitten and on our last legs, when the butcher suggested that we eat our shoes.
Well, why not eat my fucking shoes?
He said the salt and the leather would only hold us over for the night, but we didn't care. It was one more night to stay alive.
We're just prolonging the inevitable. We're dying. As in dead, as in no or nothing.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You realize how stupid that sounds right now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know, pretty soon this whole trip will be behind us, and we can look back on it with fond memories.
What fond memories?
You have to stay optimistic. This is nothing that a little positive thinking can't help us get through.
How the hell can you say that? You're frostbitten worse than the rest of us.
Well, you never realize what a good time you're having until after it's over.
Swan, why don't you take a goddamn minute to look around and...
You're wasting valuable energy.
Well, then tell him to shut up.
Swan, shut up.
What?
Okay, Packer. What now? I can't keep going on like this forever.
Me neither. We haven't eaten in a week.
What are we gonna do, Packer? I know what we should do.
What?
Let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Shannon. Shannon Wilson Bell.
Swan, we can shut the fuck up.
Or we can make him not so tall.
Kidding, he's dead. Have his brains are lying in the snow.
He looks so happy.
It's like he's gonna sing a song. Hey, Packer, if we make it out of this, we're going to turn Belle in, aren't we?
I don't know. Just figure all that out when we get there.
If we get there. Hell, we should have gone to California or something.
Well, haven't you ever heard of the Donner Party?
Yeah, the Donner Party. They got stuck in the California mountains.
They had to eat each other to stay alive.
Well, heck yeah, why not?
Wait a minute, Humphrey, you wouldn't even eat your shoes.
Well, yeah, but you put your feet in shoes.
But what do we eat?
Well, you're the butcher.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
So, butch. You're cutting into his butt.
Well, what kind of piece do you want?
Well, not butt.
What about him?
I don't want any.
Fine. You're in timeout anyway.
Oh, look, you got on my pants. I want breakfast. You know, I think we're really close now.
You know, I've lost count of how many times you've said that. I mean, how long have we been out here? 3 weeks?
More.
How far can Breckenridge be?
Jesus Christ, don't you idiots get it? It's that stupid horse! That's why we're out here freezing and starving to death, because of his goddamn horse!
What?
We're nowhere near Breckenridge. We're way too far south. Don't you remember what's south of Breckenridge? Sowatch!
That's where the trappers were going.
You asked me to take you to Breckenridge. That's what I'm trying to do.
Then why are we so far south?
You guys, I just thought of something, too.
What?
Okay, now remember when Swan was building that snowman?
Yeah.
How the hell did he make that tapping sound with his feet?
Just now thought of that.
It's pretty fucking weird, isn't it?
God damn it! You fucking moron!
You know, Packer, because of you, I am never gonna get laid.
Bell's infected leg had finally gotten so bad that he was losing his spadoinkle.
Never get to do a doggy.
Everybody
that.
Was, including me.
Ever.
I kept thinking about Leanne
ever
with that dirty
not.
Trapper. I knew she'd never let anyone ride her but me, so all I could think about was her poor little broken heart waiting for me to come home. And then I vowed to myself that no matter what, I wouldn't let that happen. That no matter what, I was gonna make it. I knew the first step was to get the men's spirits back up, like Swan would have done.
There you go. Okay.
Hey. Never get a blowjob? How could it be cool?
You guys, look. Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln!
You know, it's funny. When we started out on this trip, all I wanted was to be rich. But now, just some food, some warmth. That's all I'm asking for.
Oh.
can't make complete sentences. We have to eat something.
Maybe we should sacrifice somebody.
He's right. If one of us dies, the others can live.
Should be Bill. He killed Swan.
It's only fair. I agree.
You should kill him. He's the one that got us into this.
Whoa, wait a minute. We're almost up over this last ridge. We can probably see a long ways from there.
We can't do it, Packer. We can't even stand up.
I'll go. You guys just watch the fire. Nobody eat anybody. I was wrong about the ridge. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, they were gonna kill me. After you left, they attacked me. So I had to defend myself. Well, looks like it's survival of the strongest, eh, Packer? Maybe it's for the best. I mean, now we have enough meat to last us for weeks. Hell, we may even make it till summer. Yes, sir, the Lord works in mysterious ways. We can say we lost these boys. Bury the bodies and no one will ever know. I can open my church and you can build your ranch.
I think we should probably just go tell somebody, you know? I mean, if it was in self-defense, they won't care.
You stupid man! Don't be believing this. Don't forget, you ate Swan, too. If anybody finds out about any of this, it's both!
Why? You killed them.
That's not how I remember it! I'm not about to let some ignorant punk ruin my chance of becoming a priest!
You know what, Bill? I think you really lost it. And I don't think you killed these guys in self-defense either. I think you just killed them. And I'm telling.
You're not telling anybody anything ever again!
Hell, Dad.
Thank you.
snowstorms didn't let up, so I stayed in that camp for weeks, living off the bodies of the others. I knew right then no one would believe what happened. I made my way to an Indian agency, and they just fixed me up and sent me to the nearest town. I told everyone that I didn't know where the others were, that I'd lost them, but then...
Alfred Packer? The Sheriff of Swatch.
Some people are getting mighty suspicious of you.
Me? Well, rest of your party hasn't shown up yet.
Well, yeah?
Well, I'm going to put together a search party. I'd like you to come along. Show us where you last saw.
I can't. See, I have to get back to Utah and try to find my...
Back to Utah?
What if those people are still up there, struggling for their lives? Okay, I'll go.
All right. Meet me in my office at sunrise. You know what they say about sunrise.
Sharp. What you doing here in Sawatch? Thought you were headed to Breckenridge.
This is my horse.
she just followed me here.
She's letting you ride her.
Come here, girl. Tell you what, give you $8 for her.
Keep your money. At that moment, I realized Leanne hadn't been stolen. She'd left me. For him.
Tell me you lost the rest of your party. Kind of misplaced them, did you? Now you're just kind of hanging back, having a little drinky-poo, huh?
I'm a drinky-poo. Leave me alone.
Not only did I get here 2 months ahead of you, Packer, but I came back with everyone I started with.
Tell me something, Frenchie. How does it feel to be riding my horse?
Come off it, Packer. Everyone in this town has ridden your horse. I didn't pay for that, Digger.
Packer! Packer! You lied to me.
They found the bodies up on Slumgullion Pass. They were eaten.
I'm taking you downtown, cannibal.
You little bastard, now you must die. Goddamn cannibal.
Oh, mama.
Oh, wait, you guys. I can swing a bit. Oh.
Show you good.
you trap me.
Remember what you learned, Papa, huh? Don't be such a wimp.
Dirty so and so, horsey snatching look. Fast as I possibly could.
But you made it to Wyoming, right?
Yeah, but I would have been better off just letting those people catch me and kill me.
Why?
You ever been to Wyoming?
Hello?
Oh, God, it sounds horrible.
It was. I managed to hide out there for a while, but they caught up with me. Brought me back. Now I don't know what's going to happen.
You'll be fine, I promise. And I'll be with you the whole time. You'll see, Alfred. There won't be a hanging day.
You got me to feel better. You know, I think maybe there is hope.
I know that today will be a day that goes down in history as a day in which justice was truly served. Now let's hang the bastard!
Come on, Packer. It's time for the show.
Did you see that lady that's been around here?
Holly Fry? She went back to Denver.
Denver?
Yeah. She works for Denver Post. Didn't you know that?
Juice bag.
Hang the bastard, hang him high. Hoist his body to the sky. It's as nice as a day can be. Won't you come to the hanging with me?
We'll watch from up here to get a good view.
And when his eyes bug out, we'll know it's the end of him and the end of the show.
So, hang the bastard, hang him this year. We'll make some hot dogs and drink a few beers. And when his sun rolls out, we'll know it's the end of the show and we all can go home.
But not till we hang the bastard. Hang him here. The most exciting thing this town has seen in years. When his body stops jerking, we'll know
it's the end of him.
It's the end of him.
It's the end of him.
The end of him.
pop out all over his head.
We'll tickle his armpit to make sure he's dead.
And when his tongue rolls out, we'll know it's the end of him and we all can go home. Packer, do you have any last words?
Yes, I do.
Right. Make it snappy.
Probably the most important thing is that when things get really bad and the world looks its darkest, you just have to throw up your hands and say, well, all right. Because it's probably going to get a whole hell of a lot worse.
Jolly good speech. Now let's get on with the hanging.
Hooray!
Release! The floor! Sprinkle.
Hey! Hey!
What? This is a stay of execution ordered by the governor.
What? Why?
The events that this man is being hung for took place before Colorado was made into a state. This was all Ute Indian Reservation. Packer cannot legally be tried under state law.
I'm afraid you're out of line, Miss Pride.
No, Mr. Mills, it's you who's out of line. Since you knew about this the entire trial...
Charlie, why are you doing this?
Because I've learned something about helping people instead of manipulating them.
Does this mean I'm not going to die today?
Yes. Yes, Alfred, it does.
Well, why did you go to all this trouble?
Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Your eyes, your smiles, make my little love.
What the hell do you think you're doing here, lady? These people came to see some good violence. By golly, they're gonna see some.
Yeah!
Sorry, Cheesemo.
No, wait a minute! Yeah!
Hey, you can't do that, jerky.
You are a bad, bad person! Yeah!
Oh.
How did you get here?
Oh, your friend told me you needed help.
Leanne?
I found her for you, Alfred.
Here, girl.
I'll go get her.
No. I don't need her anymore. Hey, Chief, do you want a horse?
You don't want a horse?
No. I think I know what I want now. Someone who really cares about me.
There's an appeal case to work on, Alfred. I have to go back to Denver, but I'll be back up tomorrow.
Gosh, how can I ever repay you?
You already have, Alfred. You already have.
God bless us, everyone.
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green.
My heart is full.
make him our best friend. We can name him Shannon, Shannon Wilson Bell. We can make him tall, or we can make him not so tall.